This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. After 4 months of public comments, the National Park Service received over 120,000 responses on its plan to reintroduce grizzly bears to the North Cascades. U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse is firmly against the idea and says if you want input, ask the people with the most at stake.
For residents of the North Cascades, the prospect of increasing grizzly populations through the Park Service and the Fish and Wildlife Service's restoration plan deserves careful consideration and public comment. Reintroducing the bears to ultimately reach a population of 200 would have a long-term impact on local forestry, ranching, recreation, and rural residents. Those residents must have their voices heard on the draft federal proposal.
Newhouse says it sounds like a grand idea from afar.
It is not difficult to see why urban dwellers hundreds of miles away from grizzly bear habitat would be enthusiastic and see higher numbers as an exciting development. After all, grizzly bears are all impressive wildlife, but ultimately, Central Washington residents are the ones being asked to live with these bears, and their input should carry the most weight when it comes to increasing the number of grizzlies.
It will take 3 to 6 months to process the comments, and the analysis will not include where the respondents are from or their stand on the reintroduction.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.